Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, what's up? It's your girl, Juicy J. Of course, we're having some more technical difficulties, but I ain't even worry about it. That's okay. It's Industry Walk. Blog Talk. Industry Walk with your girl, Juicy J, the industry queen. I'd just like to tell you a couple things that I'm trying to get started and see if any of you are interested. If you are, inbox me, call me, text me, email me, get at me. I got a lot of people in my inbox. Some of them are from other countries. Some are from other states, and they are very interested in my promotions and management. However, it took me a while thinking of how I could even help these people. Still carry a 9-to-5 and take care of my children, and plus, you know, do what I do too. So, you know, I had to come up with something, and this is what I've come up with. And it will be a beneficial investment for everybody on board. That is a guarantee. I can guarantee you that. Guarantee. So IQ Promotions is going to be a website. It's going to be a one-stop shop. It's going to be a spot where we're all at if you agree to get on board. Poets, comedians, rappers, people who make flyers. We're going to have the next models for your video shoot. We're going to have venues that support our independent artists and comedians. We're going to have people who make T-shirts. The next person that can shoot your video. It's going to be, like I said, a one-stop shop. If you're interested in getting in on it or getting some more information, you know, to run it by your people, I would be glad to get on the phone with you. I'll be glad to sit face-to-face with you, let you know how it's going to go down. Get with me. It's going to be a powerful thing. I guarantee if you don't get a connection from this website, it'll be your money back. And the only money I'm charging is $10 a month. That's $30 for a three-month push on your company, 3 months worth of promotions for $30, and everyone that's listening knows Juicy J's promotions is well worth way more than $30. However, like I said, it's a money back guarantee. If you do not get not one phone call from my website, I will give you your money back at the end of the 3 months. But the catch 22 is, if you do get a good phone call, or if you do get some good business, you got to stay for another 3 months. You don't have to stay after that, but I want you to give me a six-month shot. Let's make it consistent. We're all in this together. We don't need two or three people over here at this club, four or five people over here at this one. There's 6 million people in Houston. If we had 50 cents from each one, that would be $3 million. 50 cents. Come on, y'all. Why are we so hard-headed? Why are we so dirty? Why can we not utilize each other and get out here, have one big show, and walk away with the money? Because it doesn't matter who you like at the end of the day, as long as we all get together and get that one big step, that one big push that we're missing, is that there's power in togetherness. Again, I would just like to say, you know, everything happens for a reason. There is no mistake. No matter how bad or low someone's life may seem, be careful how you talk about them. Be careful how you look. Be careful. Because everything I've ever said I'm never going to do, I've done. You better believe it. And I always say God's got a sense of humor, and he's sure not asleep. So instead of telling people a stare, talk behind their back, maybe we should try to lift them up when they fall. Or even better yet, catch them before they do. You know, Again, power and togetherness. I'm not here to preach to you. I want you to get in on this industry queen promotion. It's going to be a big deal. Like I said, one-stop shop. I mean, how can you miss? You're not going to. And then you're going to ask why. Why, Juicy? Why would you allow all of our information on one website without them even having to go through you? Well, because you're always going to need me. I have my own pool and my own connections and my own things that I will always be able to be utilized for. So there will always be a reason for y'all to still reach out to me. Some of the things that I'm really good at that, you know, some of you may be overlooking, I can create websites. I know how to make apps. I can do legal and binding contracts as far as managers and artists, promotions and venues, managers and venues, whoever you would need a contract, legal and binding contract for out here in the industry, get at me. I can take care of that for you. I also have a really good connection right now with company where I can get like 100 different promotional items, you know, different little things to have with your logo on it so that you can, you know, get your logo out there, get yourself promoted. Little things inside of the industry, it's just as important as hitting that stage and going hard and being different. You've got to stay on your P's and Q's on every level, and that is the part of this episode that we're going to do. Well, it's a series, and this is the first episode of it. I have tried 4 different times to get this episode to go through, so if this one actually does, I will be amazed. There must be some powerful information in it, because, like I said, it's been done 4 times before, and I can't get it on the air. However, I want you to utilize this information. It is the 11 reasons why we get stuck, or we tend to get stuck in the game out here. And instead of taking the laws to success, I figured what we would do is we would take these reasons that we get stuck, talk about them, you know, blog about them as Blog Talk Industry Walk, of course. And then we've always got Facebook, we've always got cell phones, we've always got text. You know, the 2 that I'm going to talk about tonight may not be the 2 levels that you're stuck on. But however, you may have overcome that one already. And you could possibly help someone who's listening. So, don't laugh at a level just because you passed it 10 years ago. Because we're all still stuck on something. We're all still waiting for that one last push. Okay, so, the 11 reasons why we get stuck. Number 1, standing in line. While it is good to stand in line, things in life, and it keeps an organized behavior, and it keeps us, feeling like, I don't know, maybe normal, because it's just something that we do all the time when we drive our car, when we go to get something to eat, when you go to the slide at the park. I mean, I don't think there's a circumstance out there that doesn't call for us to just get in line. It's something that we do without even paying attention. However, as artists or industry professionals, that is not what we want to do. We do not want to be standing in line. You don't want to be the 4th or 5th person back there and then somebody sitting at a table just, you know, waiting for the line to die down so they can go home, because then you're nothing special. Get out of line. The more you stand out, the more that you're out here, the better off that you're going to be. Get out of line. Push yourself up to that stage. Push yourself up to those promotions. Push yourself, managers, into those doors. Different hats that we wear for our team. And communication is a big part of making sure that those hats get worn and those hats get carried out, because you could be letting down your partner without even knowing it, because he felt like he gave you a job to do and you're not doing it. But you never knew that it was given to you. So make sure that you keep up with your team. You know, don't just, you know, expect that you've known them since you were 5. They know what you need. No, we don't know what you need. A closed mouth don't get fed. You know, we got to go back to our basic rules here. Get out of line. We're not in school anymore. We're not driving a car. We're out here among everybody else that's trying to do the same thing we are. Stand out. Don't stand in line. Okay, number two, and this one is a doozy, social media. Social media can be beneficial in so many ways. Please, I need y'all to please hear me. If it is utilized in the wrong way or too much time is invested in it, then it is not helpful for you at all. There are so many more avenues to get out here and to utilize them for us to sit on Facebook. And I say us because I'm on there just as much as you, probably more. I'm still logged in right now. It is a good tool. I have met some powerful people through Facebook, have some really great relationships, really good friendships, you know, a lot of things that people I would have never probably crossed their path if it weren't for Facebook. That's a good thing. But don't overdo it. Give yourself a time limit. You know, it's good to keep your page hot. It's good to keep your music on your page. It's good to, you know, to have your resume sitting there. But that's what it is. It's a resume. Stop using it for a toy. You know, get your stuff on there. Don't go back checking to see how many likes, because them likes will still be there tomorrow. And if you actually leave them alone a little bit, there'll be more when you get there. It's a nice screenshot to save. You know, I had a 1.7 thousand people reached on a post the other day. And, man, that was a beautiful screenshot. I had 90 shares. And I had 357 likes. Now, that's a pretty good feat, and I was just excited to death, you know. But I've been, you know, trying to back off of Facebook, but mainly because I'm in my feelings, not really because of the 11 reasons why we're stuck. But I do feel like this is a big reason that a lot of you listening to me are stuck today. Please, give yourself a time limit. Go hit your Twitter. Go hit your Facebook, you know, go do your blog. Take care of your business, yes. You know, and socialize. It's an important thing for us to get out here and socialize, you know, speak to someone outside of our children's age, you know, to get some attention that we're not really getting. But it's not a good thing. It's not healthy for us to stay in it all day. Find another avenue. We have to push and we have to strive and we've got to get unstuck. So, we can talk all we want to, I can preach all we want to, and I can tell you these 11 reasons that we're stuck. But without action, it's just talk. So let's start moving, guys, because I'm done playing, you know. I'm ready to make it to the top. And I really believe that if y'all would join me on the Industry Queen promotion, that we can make this happen and we can all benefit. Firm believer in it. And I want y'all to believe in me as I believe in you. So there is two of the reasons that we get stuck on the levels that we are in the industry. However, I didn't really want to preach the whole time. I kind of want to feed it to you slowly. You know, the social media is a big one. I really want everyone to utilize that this week. Even if you took 30 minutes a day, I'd be proud of you. Just 30 minutes a day that you would normally be on it. Put your phone down. Put it on the charger. Go hang out with your kid, your wife, your husband. You know, get some attention that's real and it's in front of you. If you're not looking for attention or if you don't think that your wife or your husband or your kid needs that 30 minutes, well, still apply that 30 minutes to yourself. Please give me that 30 minutes. Apply it to yourself. Go out there and email that you need beats. Email the beat companies. Email the promotion companies. Email the marketing companies. See what kind of emails you get back this week. And just see if a personal conversation is going to be worth so much more in value to your company, your business, and your name than that Facebook is. I guarantee it. I guarantee kind of next week it'll be an hour that you give yourself. Oh, excuse me. So I just want y'all to understand that this is, you know, this is a powerful thing. It is something that we're all doing. And I'm not talking about social media anymore. I'm talking about being stuck on a level. Every one of us is on a different level. So, again, if you have overcome these two levels, I don't care if it was 20 years ago, I would appreciate it inbox and throw it on my Facebook. Hey, I heard that, you know, the level that you're stuck on, and hey, this is what I did when that was me, you know. Instead of waiting for someone to fall and laughing at the, you know, laughing at the expression on the face, or, you know, catching our seven chuckles, as Cat Williams says, you know, if we would just help each other before we fall and get off these levels, there's enough sunshine for us all to shine bright. There's plenty of room. You don't have to like the next person to work with them long enough to utilize their strengths, because everybody out here has a strength. Everybody out here has got some weaknesses. But none of us would be weak at anything if we would all come together and put our heads together and make this work. Okay. So, again, the IQ promotions, y'all don't forget about me. I'm going to just keep blowing you up with it. I'm going to open up the web. I pray that all my close acquaintances at least out here are on it. I pray that I could at least get that much, you know, love from y'all. But, you know, that's okay. I'm not even going to worry about it, because I know that it is a beneficial thing, and I know that it's going to work, you know, alone or not. I believe in y'all, and I want y'all to believe that this is really going to work. There were some other things that I was reading on today that I thought that I would share. And this one is, you know, it's just talking about how to make it in the industry. And I don't know how many of you read, but I like to read up on things, see how, you know, when I turn on the radio, I can't hear any song that is better than any one of yours that I have seen being performed in these venues as I've, you know, been out here. So it amazes me and shocks me as to why they're the ones, you know, even getting radio play, because, man, I don't even like to listen to the radio anymore. I'm good on it. I mean, there's a few. I'm not going to knock everybody, but y'all know what I'm saying. There's nothing they have that you don't. Nothing that they have that we don't. And so I'm one of the kind that I like to study up on why. What is it that they have that we don't? The biggest joke is, you know, it's all on who you know and who you blow. But that's not true. I have been behind the scenes for years. Been in the studio, you know, done different things, but it's always been behind the scenes. I've only been out for a year. And man, my name rings hot out here. So it's not all in who you know and who you blow. It's about how much you get out here and how much effort you put forth on what it is that you're saying that you do. So anyway, I was reading up, and this one is that 10 things to boost your music productivity. Now, this one wouldn't really, you know, benefit me too much, but it benefits a lot of my friends, so I thought it would be worth, you know, we all say this, oh, this year it's going to be it. I'm going to take my career seriously. But really, what are your plans to make this happen? I have said it a million times, grab a pen and a piece of paper. We have all smoked weed. Coming up, we have all done something that have got our memory, and our best ideas have gone just to waste, because by the time you think about it again, you can't even remember. Write it down. Make a plan. We're all old enough. We know what's going on. Make a career plan. Make this year the year, and make sure that your plan is different from last year. You know, I just want to help artists accomplish their mission. You know, call me crazy. I like to see people succeed. You know, here are just a couple things that I saw when I was reading today that might help jump your year off. You know, even though it's still 2015, it's never too late to get that pen and paper and make 2016 the time. And it's never too late for 2015 to be it either. Keep pushing. It's not always about working harder. It's always about working smarter. I want y'all to say bye to mixtape. Focus on singles. I have seen so many people get in debates about this, you know, that they're stuck in, you know, or that, you know, when they got there and they did the show, but then they lost their attention. And, you know, you got to get out of the mixtape mindset. Get you a hot single. That's all it takes, y'all, is one. Don't get me wrong, mixtapes is not like, I know I'm going to get some flack on this one, but I just really need you to hear me out. Let's just get it out of the way. The reason that we need to find creating catchy singles instead of giving everyone a whole mixtape is very simple. We need to build an audience. And as artists and industry professionals, our main focus should be to do things that will help us gain new fans and make new connections. So if we release a great single with a video, get that posted to blogs, get the video going, get it looking good, you know, get some shirts made, get your outfits so that you look like a crew, really spread it out. Take the time to push it. It will have much more of an impact than a mixtape ever could. So why would you release a mixtape if you don't have people checking for it, right? A single will make much more of an impact. Please, just try it. People don't like to search through 14 songs from an artist that they have never heard of, okay? They will check that one single out, and they will push that thing on repeat, and they will play it, and they will play it until they scratch it, and then they'll come get another one. Please, hear me out here, okay? Once people start to catch on to your single, they will anticipate more of your work. And then we will go back to check out mixtapes and records. But to grab their attention and to find something new, to get on to a new level, I say, everybody, hear me out again. You know, we want to get out of the mixtape mindset. Let's just fix these great singles. I hear them all the time. There's been so many of you that just put chills on my arm because that song was it. Y'all got the $1 million hit. Fans are out here buying your tapes. It's only $5. It's only $3, $10, $15. Hey, and they will invest in you. But just like they said, who wants to run through 14 songs? And I can't even remember the name of the song that you sang. I just remember that thing gave me chills. I mean, I had to call a friend of mine the other day, go, what is the name of that song? I can't find it on here anywhere because it's, of course, it don't sound like it does in the club, but as soon as I got to it, I'm like, okay, there it is. But one, please, focus on one single, make it hot, do the video, get a video for every song you have, and stay focused, push each song that you have so that when you do build a mixtape and you do get it into a club, there ain't a song that you can play that the crowd ain't going to know with you. I know you're going to feel me on this if you would just listen to me. Okay, so that's going to be our blog talk, industry walk of the day. I'm going to kind of recap here. Build a single. Get off of the mixtape mind frame. Get off 30 minutes a day. Please plug your phone up. Spend time with your family. Give yourself a break. Or if you don't want a break and you don't want to spend time with your family, none of my business. I'm just trying to give us a different direction here. But use that 30 minutes to do something else. Go wash your car. Go promote for yourself, but do it in a different way. Get off of social media, 30 minutes, guys. Okay? Get out of line. Do not stand in line when it comes to this industry. You have to stand out. We have to stand out. You know, we can't just walk down the street and blend in. You've got to shine bright. Of course we do. And a lot of you artists do when you're on the stage. Shining bright when you're out here, too. Make some noise. Keep everything pushing. And, of course, again, the IQ Promotions website, $30, 3 months. Let me promote for you for 3 months. 3 months of Juicy J Promotions for $30. I guarantee you will turn a profit on my promotions or I will give you your money back. Now, how could you miss? Okay? Think about it. And this is your Walk Talk Industry Walk with your girl, Juicy J.